Day 327, or November the 23rd. Build up with positivity. Our thoughts today come from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. The church in Corinth is still in need of the wise advice and prophetic voice of the Apostle Paul, even though there are some amongst them who question whether Paul is a proper apostle or not. All the others had known Jesus face to face, but Paul had been a latecomer after Jesus had died, risen, and ascended back to heaven, or so the argument went. It seems that there were those who would home in on almost anything to attack this first-century missionary. Paul explains that the recent danger in Asia Minor was so intense that he and his colleagues feared for their lives, and his initial plans to visit Corinth had unfortunately not worked out. Instead of sympathy, all he received from some in Corinth was criticism and negativity. And now, our action step for today. The pressure is on for Paul. He is under attack from the enemies of Christianity, and there is animosity from within the fellowship at Corinth too. Attacks from outside are to be expected, but opposition from within your fellowship can be below the belt sometimes. I attended a church meeting recently and entered the room with another retired Baptist minister. I commented to him that these meetings were so different to the ones when I was on the platform. I could relax a lot more now. He just smiled, but that smile said everything. I always make a conscious effort to be supportive of the leadership, and if I have any comments to make that are not obviously positive, I would make them in the privacy of one of the minister's studies. As a leader, there is enough hassle to handle without getting it from your own people. Of course, there are times when things don't go well, but positive encouragement is a gesture we can all make.